Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, check this out. I want you to know something, man. You know what I mean? This P right here talking to you, you know what I'm saying? The HNIC, head nigga in charge, man. Sassyism Square, that's how people, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do it, man. You know, they always got love for Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how we do it, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the whole world. I'll be right back, man. You know what I mean? They got me locked up for a minute. I'm coming right back at you, man. I'll see you in a minute. My people want.
Hold up, good looking, G.O.D., it's amazing to catch you. You've been doing your thing, doing movies, you've been blowing up the spot. Good looking out for the voice recorder over the phone real quick, over the jack, the speaker. Let them know one time, G.O.D.
I'm me, yo. The Zigzag Zig, ruler Zigzag Zig along. Reverser, a.k.a. Bobby Steele, Bobby Digital. You know what I'm saying? RFD. You know what I mean? The scientist, the resurrector, the abbot. You know what I mean? But saying they say 99 names of Allah, right? I got 16 so far, baby.
Hold up!
This album right here, this is the yin and the yang. So you're going to hear a lot of different things on it. You're going to hear a lot of profanity. You might hear a lot of love, a lot of hate. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, come on, I got enemies, I got frenemies, and those that pretend to be.
Who I got to be it? I gotta beat it.
My word.
I gotta beat it.
Yo, my life is based upon a true story. Yours is based upon shit. Nigga, quick, you can't win. Lay down your mic. When you was at the gym, I was fucking your wife. My life is based upon a true story. You just finger paint yours. Your whole shit is weak. You wish you could see me. When you was eating pork last night, I was eating the girl pussy. I'm just a hooker, and since you a whack-ass rap nigga, I took her. Like I took your mic, you don't deserve a fair fight. You should get stuck from behind for trying to shine. With your redneck rhyme, nigga run. Run far and fast, before I bring it to your ass. I throw darts for cash, blaze one at your mother. And she'll be like, go ahead, brother. Next thing you know, you'll be calling me dad. But don't get mad, cause when I hit the mic, your sister be hitting the mic too. Shit be getting to you, but so what? I fucked your sister in the bus. So you better not rap no more. I'm a rap whore, 6'3", and ready to burn. This mic is like a razor. I rip you whenever it's your turn.
Why I gotta be this? Why I gotta be this? Hey, yo. Why I gotta be this? Why I gotta be this? Yo, I'm all fucked up, like Stapleton Cats be. Look good on the outside, but got dust in me. I'm vexed, spent my life in the project. Never know what's next. Even though I rap, I can still go broke. Rob and sell coke, do life. Catching the body ain't no joke. Fuck dope, I used to sell crack. Hate to be like that, but it's real like that. I got locked up mad times in the hill. I've been to Fishkill, Mohawk, Sing Sing, Elmira. Stop two, nigga, fuck me, nigga, fuck you. I got one nigga named Blue. No dogs, mostly be alone with the woo. Don't put me in the zone. I don't have no friends, y'all'll get blown. Come around with your fake love. You got snake love, scheming on wifey. You just hot a white be. Pale in the face, smell like a dog when you get wet. I hit threat, but you pose no threat. Don't front for me, nigga, recite the alphabet, God. Talk is pork, talk is cheap. I put whack niggas to sleep and bring it to your man. I put hits out, blowing your grits out. Y'all ain't fighting, nigga, y'all ain't shit. Y'all suck and y'all can suck my dick. That's right, nigga, that's why I beat it. Why I gotta beat it? 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 Why I gotta beat it?
I gotta beat it. It's like if a nigga wanna get with this,
gotta
nigga,
beat
had
it.
Some money saved before, man. Save that before you came over here trying to act like you was gonna be down with Cap on some rap shit, and then you need money for your bills and shit, man. Come on, I'm a rap artist, and it still took me a long time. But see, I was a booger bandit, and it was hard for me to understand it. I was living on the street. I didn't give a fuck or whatever. It was like when I finally got my little money though. spent all of the money when I got it on weed, sneakers, and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? My
OMG, it's
If the 100 too bad, you're in trouble. I swim when they get there. Come in, you tell me, yeah, there. Blow your ass up, I'm talking shit. I ain't scared of them. Perfect, you want like too long. You really stay forever. This world is a jungle. One move, you fall. I play life like I play mad. And no PS4. Come back, I hit this back. I'm satisfied. I move forward, enjoy your ride. Life is a journey, I'm here to last. Mon but, mais la victoire quand l'unité est absente, c'est l'échec total et tu dis tes sources et vite les vautours, ils prient pour que tu échoues. Derrière moi j'ai des loups, des guerriers, c'est ma troupe, il n'y a pas de succès sans l'échec et tu dis tes sources et vite les vautours, ils prient pour que tu échoues. Derrière moi j'ai des loups, des guerriers, c'est ma troupe, il n'y a pas de succès sans échec. Il n'y a pas de succès sans échec. Il n'y a pas de succès sans échec. All this money now, everybody calls me. Talk about lucky, I'm your best homie. Ask me everything you want, I will grant your wish. French or English, we don't need the language. All these girls trying to offer me a free meal. I love you, lucky, everybody's talking. Trying to hear my spirit speak to me. After 2 years, I'm good, time to go in. I went in already, bring back, give up. The spirit of two facts, two facts. Try, combine everything together, now you got lucky. Roll like Katrina, don't talk shit. It can cost a lot sometime, nigga. Yeah, it's lucky. I do it in French. I do it in English. I do it all the time, man. Hey, man. yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I want you to check it out and let me know what's up. I'm out.
Diagnose.
when I host, you get to roast, ghost, big grip, broad. When I rumble, you crumble. My stuff is good like Morongo soup. Rappers get their suit front and rugged, while I'll unplug it when my semantics hit your rugged and expose. You know how it goes when it be gritty. When we roll, it's like we got the key to the city. It won't be pretty for you to challenge, knock you off balance. Spitzer, reconsider your talent. The weasel, you better off pumping diesel. I find it feasible, your days is over front and evil. Shouting to your people trying to bless your spot, but we don't believe that, cause CBS tells a lot on who got shot and who does all the crime.
Danger.
And you do it all the time.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger. When the East is in the house.
Ain't no time to act shicey. Come out of spicy to your ass that is spicy. Coursing, you get baked like Mr. Boston. Beans in a box, you need more strength than just locks. I rock hardcore, even when I dress suited. On to business shit, my street is deep-rooted. What is this shit? Rappers want to blossom, but they all a costume. Thinking we buffoon, I tell you soon, you learn the hard way. Tim's and blunt, going Broadway to the theater. Hard rocks is getting weirder, like Vera. From islands to east is in your college on some proper shit. And it will never be the opposite.
When the east is in the house.
Oh my God.
You better pray to who you worship. That's recommended. Ass kicks come splendid. Long-winded, but I don't need my respiratory to bless my story. You got nothing for me. It's been plotted behind doors. They scheming up for my arrival. Rappers are teaming up, doing symphonies. It's gonna be infinite seas when I plan my rap. You be left handicapped. Do sweat, yaga, because I bring you no jalopy. Building on heads that be older than your poppy. Pack a NYPF back, spin to the essence. You get startled by the presence
when the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger. When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger. When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger. When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger. When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Thinking, man, you know what I'm saying, I want innocence, but yo, I'ma get paid my way, we got this plan, you know what I mean,
we got to organize the bill on the real, what's the deal, while brothers be capping pills, we'll make meals with the skill, New York got me depressed, feeling stressed, on top of the project, blaze the set, feeling vexed, trapped in madness, I got this $1 million,
yo, yo, this Mark Live, Mark Rippin, Mark Mega, Mark Livingston, Raw Breed, Kanati Spades, Analog Brothers. You listening to the Lod Manifest Show with my brother, Radar Van. Stay tuned, suckers. Peace.
Damn. Damn, I be thinking, man. You know what I'm saying? I want innocence. But yo, I'ma get paid my way.
We got this plan, you know what I mean? We got to organize the bill on the real, what's the deal? While brothers be capping pills, we'll make meals with the skill. New York got me depressed, feeling stressed. On top of the project, blazing sets, feeling vexed. Trapped in madness, I got this $1 million scam.
Word.
Just expanding, just demanding, we start the planning. And lock down the ground, so kid, we got some load now. The time be now, yo, we got to put it in.
It's like escape from the ghetto, they own survival, it's a hustle. They in the city blues, it's front page, bad news. Crash proof, they only refuse, cash rules. Past dues, my own ambition, it's fast blue. It's good for nothing, trying to build something. But yo, they trapped in the cycle of triteness.
I got a million in one way to keep the money coming. Yo, I'm running these streets with my
everybody bar heaven. Nowadays, there's so many ways to get paid illegal in this evil world. I'm gonna need some loot. All my people's got to eat. Now, I can't see through the rain, cause it ain't the same game. And all the pain made it hard for me to maintain. But we done came too far to fall. All we got to do is keep it on the real and don't front. We can build it how we want it if we jump on it. Ain't no time to fake, we gon' break them all something. Fuck the happen, make it happen. We do it right, then we won't have to fight them. Cause it's happening in the end. We'll be laughing how we blew up all this rap shit. Is you with me from LA to New York City? In the States, in the middle, all we need is a little love. And watch my plan unfold like I told ya. And bring forth the platinum and the gold. If you down,
let's get to go now. Time to build and make it real. Lock them down.
Brothers with me tonight on the Lord Manifest Show. So listen, Lord, y'all, we gonna go ahead and jump right on in it. But before I holler at my man Seven Vell, hey yo, Gills.
What's good, dog?
We gonna go ahead and jump on in tonight. Guess what the topic gonna be tonight?
Man, there's so much going on. I can't even
check it
guess.
Out. We're going to talk about people. Fuck people. We're going to just call it what it is. We're going to call a spade a spade. We're going to talk about fat, fake-ass bitches that be on the internet, catfishing. You know, put up a fake-ass profile and it's not them. You know, carrying, right, leading the motherfucker on. Yo, Gills, talk about that, man. What's your take on bitches,
hey,
that be on the
net,
faking, catfishing? What's,
like,
your take on it, man?
Well, for real, like, yo, I know as much as girls like to take selfies, You always check for their most recent pick or see if they go live. Like, if a shorty will take pictures from the neck up, that's a warning sign right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if all your pictures is always up or the top portion of your chest up, I'm going to be like, look, I'm going to start talking about exercise and stuff like, I like jogging too long. I'm going to just start, you know what I mean? I'm going to start talking about stuff that deal with, you know what I'm saying, action and exercise versus if you talk down upon it. But then I'm going to switch it up and start talking about food. And every time I talk about exercise, you get mad. But when I talk about food, you start naming all your top 88 favorite restaurants. Oh, yeah, I already know something ain't right.
You said if you start talking about cake, the bitch get excited. Wait a minute.
Yeah, niggas, but when I talk about
exercise and health.
When I talk about
wellness.
You know what I mean? You talk about, yeah, it tastes nasty. Nah, I never said this, right?
So, yo, man, we gon' be 35 minutes, man. I said 60 to 90, but I got the show set for 35 minutes, so, you know, we gonna chop it up. And, you know, about this catfish shit. Yo, Mark Live, what's the deal, man? Holla at us on that, man. I got some block numbers. I don't know who these people are, but holla, Mark. What's good on the catfish tip, man?
Yo, be honest, you know, I owe a lot to catfish. Catfish got me. Nah, no bullshit. Catfish got me on Ice Gloves Coco.
Oh.
Because when they was interviewing, casting for the show, they wanted to cast Ice's friends. So they was interviewing everybody, and then they came to me, and they said, what is your most interesting story? I said, well, I'll be honest with you. I just finished getting my ass catfished for the last 3-4 weeks. And they said the producers fell on the floor. And I told them, I said, man, I've been chasing this Asian bitch around. Bitch said she worked at Hewitt Packet. Bitch stood me up like once on the Long Island Railroad, once at the 43rd Street in Lex Hilton, once at Macy's, once at motherfucking Bond Street Sushi, and then once at motherfucking... what was that club they had? Starts with an S.
Speed?
That shit. Huh?
Speed.
Start with an S. Not Speed.
Oh.
Nah. Santos.
Oh, Santos. Oh, in Miami.
No, Santos in New York.
Oh, okay.
Evil D used to spin there. Bitch didn't meet me in front of there.
I don't think I've been
and,
there.
And I made sure that I had juice at all these spots, so I looked Big Willie. And I was mad as a motherfucker. And she always had an excuse, it was just a rough night, and, you know, I got to get up and go to work tomorrow. I'm like, okay, you know, bitch. Eat a bunch of balls, man, and put some yogurt on them and get to stepping. You know, look, I would tell anybody out there, right? I was thinking about this a lot, especially with New York. New York is the best city in the world, but probably the hardest place in the country to get ass. Right? Unless you really, really balling and you rolling or you on one of these reality TV shows, it's going to be hard for you to get ass if you don't throw the kitchen sink at a bitch. So what I would say is this is my take on New York City. All right. Now, this is something none of us on the phone could do. But this is what you got to do to knock yourself an eight plus. We working with sixes and fives. Nigga, stay where you at. Keep doing what you're doing. If you want an 8 or a 9 or a 10, that's what you got to do. Just the program. You got to be on 3 dating sites. But not no dating sites is free. You got to be on 3 dating sites that you got to pay about $125 for to get a featured program. Okay? Featured site. So bitches see you up front. Right? Now, certain sites have certain hoes.
Right.
Certain sites ain't gonna really be good for you if you smiling with gold teeth and got your hat backwards. Certain sites you might have to throw on a quick suit, get your hair done, shave, and look like you motherfucking Theo Huxtable. Right? But what do you care when you're getting your dick sucked in your car? Right?
Right.
So then if you go on Match.com, eHarmony, or Zeus, wear a suit, right? Now, when you go on, like, World Star and they shit they got, and POF, and them sites, you can put your profile picture as whatever you want. But you got to be on 3 dating sites, and you got to be out in the street. In the hot spots 3 nights a week. So you got to figure 6 nights a week, you have to focus on chasing pussy. Okay? For you to successfully bag you a dime. We're not talking about no Buffalo Wild Wings server. We talking about a bitch when she walk in a room, she sucks the air out. Niggas is looking at you like, how the fuck did you pull that? Okay, we're talking about high-end shit. We're talking about a bitch that walks the motherfucking runway on Fashion Week. Now, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of late nights. And that's a lot of focus taken away from whatever you're trying to do as a career or whatever. So I say to myself, okay, Mark, yeah, you've been on hit TV shows. Yeah, you produce some of the best in the business. Yeah, you got game. You got gear. But I'm not going to go to the meatpacking district every night, tap a bitch on her shoulder, ask her, does she want a drink? Bitch ordered a motherfucking lychee martini. That shit cost like $28. You want to just choke the bitch. But at the end of the day, I just rather wait for my pitch. I just wait for that bitch that's going to come along that's going to be about it.
Hey,
you know, man. Like.
Yeah, what up?
No, I was going to say, and when you spending all that money, most cats that's going that hard and spending that bread ain't really got it. Like, cats that got it like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they know exactly, they know the high-end bars, the high-end hotel party, not hotel party, banquet with gatherings and all that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the people that got the bread, that's where they be at. They got their dentists or whatever, but they just chauffeur to wherever it is they're going. They're a higher person to drive them. You know what I'm saying? It's the way they're going. Because if you ask the shorty, yo, you want something to drink? And her drink costs $30? Man, shit, I'm leaving. Like, fuck that. I'm like, you don't let me get a sip of that motherfucker. You shit. I want about 3 sips out that. But, you know, like Frank just said, bro, you taking away time from your career. You could be working on some shit. Well, you could be making thousands of dollars instead of, you know what I mean, spending hundreds.
So, check this out, right? You got a bitch that catfishes motherfuckers. You make something to put them on blast to catch them out there, and you tell people to report them. They delete you or block you. And then 2 days later, they come back doing the same thing. Gills, how do you keep them bitches off of the net?
I mean, honestly, I'm going to take a page out of my childhood days. Like when I did something and my mom was told me not to do it, she was like, all right, I'm going to get you. She just embarrassed me outside. You know what I mean? Either spank me outside or you know what I mean, yell at me and cry all. Because once you hear a Haitian lady yelling in public, you're going to turn around. You're going to be like, oh, shit, she cursing him out. You don't know what she's saying. But she don't like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't good. So you might have to hit it with a water balloon at Walmart or something. You know what I'm saying? Splash her with some Coca-Cola and the chocolate chip owls at Walmart or some shit.
Right. So, hey, Mark Live.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, right?
Yeah.
What would cause a bird, like, is there any real, like, I know you don't know, we don't know, but how can a fake bitch make money from catfishing? Like, how is that possible? Is motherfuckers really stupid to give a bitch they never met in their life some money?
Yeah.
And never seen them on video? How can a person be that? Like, for an example, I'm speaking to a female somewhere in the same city I'm in. She won't tell me where she live at. She won't tell me where she work at. She won't even have a cup of coffee with me. But she says she lives around the neighborhood. Now, I've been talking with the bird for like a couple of months straight. And every time I ask her about video chatting, there's always an excuse. But she put up these pictures and looking so good. But she be asking me to send $5. You want $5? You can get $5 anywhere. But she's good at making an excuse up. I tell her, look, I can't send the $5. Then she's telling all types of shit, saying, look, if you send me this money, we're going to meet up. I'm just waiting. Some things is going to happen good, baby. I care about you. All right, $5 ain't no real, man. Ain't no nothing. But then she comes talking about $200. Yo, what happened? You just said you something good was going to happen. I'm not sending you $300. Well, fuck you. You're going to say, I never even video chatted with you. You ain't send me no video. I see all these pictures. Then the bitch got the nerve enough to say, Mark, that's why I got a nigga sending me $500 PayPal right now.
Yo. Oh, man.
Well, look, let me say.
Yo,
hold up.
Impossible.
Nah, I ain't here. Listen, let me tell you something, guys. This is. I'm about to start on a lecture circuit soon.
Yo,
right?
Mark, you got 23 minutes, man. We gonna be done in 23.
Okay. I'm about to start a lecture circuit, right? Now, what it is, the key signs of a catfish is most catfishes will start you out with being very forthcoming and very forward. Hey, how you doing? Where you from? Hey, I'm Chris from New York City. I love New York City. I've never been. You've never been? No, I've always wanted to go. I've always wanted to be there. Like, it's my favorite place in the world. Damn, you need to come then. Boom. Now, you didn't first. That's boom. Ding, you committed yourself.
Right.
I know. I'd love to come. I'm just in Albany, but I need like the gas and everything, and then, you know, I'm gonna need $400 for some antifreeze, and then, you know, to make the trip, because it's a long trip. Can you Western Union me that tonight, and then I can, and then, like, I used to be like, yo, send me some naked pictures first.
Right.
Let me see what you look like before you get down here. And like clockwork, these bitches just send me a bunch of nudes. And I'd be like, damn, so you in Binghamton? She's like, yes, I'm in Binghamton. I said, you sure you coming? 100%. And they have this act. I'm coming. I want to see you. Would I send you those pictures if I didn't want to see you, if I wasn't coming? I said, okay, so how much is it? It's $550. So, Karina, what name? So what's your last name? No, you're sending it in Zhakov Kosikov's So they're giving you already like you gotta be an idiot to not see it's something shady. But you got bitches that will like lead you on, like, I mean, with photos and comments and like really draw you in to where you're like, damn, this bitch gotta be real. To the point where you really want it to be real. Like, you want it. Like, I want this to be real. But deep down, you're like, okay, I've knocked some bitches one night stands. I've knocked down some hoes in 2 weeks, 2 months. But this bitch is telling me over the phone she loves me and never seen me. Nah.
Uh-huh.
That's part of that's some old.
But the thing that got me. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
The thing that got me fucked up, like, is it an age thing? Like, if a female, wait a minute, hold on, y'all. We got a caller. Hey, yo, call. What up, son?
What up? What's going on? What's popping?
Yo, real quick, cause we got 19 minutes. Tonight is a short show. So the topic tonight, Carl, we talking about catfish. Bitches that be online catfishing motherfuckers. That's what we talking about.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute, Carl. Before I say what I'm going to say, I'm going to let you get on in and give me what you think. Hey, yo, Mark, is it an age thing? Can a bitch get over only on sugar daddies from 59 on up to 70 to 80, or can a dumb motherfucker from 32 to 44 be stupid, white, black, Chinese, what have you, to give a bitch money? So is it an age thing? Age.
Well, I mean, the thing about, you got these little catfish that go for bunts. They go for threes and fours and fives and a G. They go as far as what a Western Union will allow, right? So they go at five intervals, and they're happy with that. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got these long birds that take 2 to 3 months with a guy, really soften them up. And then right when it's time to, like, actually meet the nigga, a crisis arises. Oh, my God, I want to come out, but my fucking visa was flagged because when I came to the States last time, I didn't come back in time for my visa. I missed 2 days. So now they're saying if I don't pay 800 Australian or 800 U.S. dollars, they won't let me get on the plane.
Let me ask you something. Is that true or false? Is that bullshit or is that really the deal? Is she making that shit up or it don't really go
like
that?
Yeah, she's making that up.
So basically, that's not true.
No, that's how she's going to get money from you. And then once she gets, these people are what you call long-winded. Once she gets the money from you once, right, she continues on to get the money from you again. So the next time.
Now, tell me something. What age are you? Or it don't matter the age. Is this a 44?
Oh, nigga, you could be 199. It doesn't matter. They're trying to get money. You could be 90, 98.
So niggas send bitches money without a real video chat is what you're saying. Just see these bullshit, fake-ass naked pictures, but no video to see that is really them. So they really send the money is what you're saying.
Of course.
That happens. See, cats be thirsty. See, when you thirsty, you so damn thirsty, you ain't got no kind of fucking discipline in your damn drawers. You gonna always get got. It's easy for niggas to, you know what I mean? You just thirsty. You just look for ass. A shorty gonna pick up on that. She gonna use it. That's her advantage. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna keep milking them as long as I possibly can. And like Sir said, every time it's going to be time to meet, a crisis is going to happen. And it's, my grandmother's wheelchair, the wheel fell off. It cost $8,900 to get a new wheelchair. Oh, my dad's cataract medicine, his insurance ran out, so he got to pay $1,200 to get a new cataract medicine. Yo, bro. You know what I mean? You'll see it all the time. Shorty's always good. I seen a dude go to New York from Virginia. I was looking at the China bus stop. Based on the conversation he was having on the phone, I guess he must have sent Shorty money, and he took it upon himself to leave Virginia and go to Brooklyn. And I guess he was out there for the week, and then Shorty wasn't picking up her phone. So I'm at the China bus stop myself about to get on the bus and head back to the South. So, Sub was mad. He was like, yo, I've been calling you for the past 2 days. You ain't even pick up your phone. I'm like, damn. I'm like, yo, you see Sid Shorty Buddy? And he went up there. So, I don't know if he was staying in a hotel or where he was staying at. But, yeah, like, Shorty just sucked him dry. And she hit him right when she knew the bus was going to leave.
Yo, I got fished by a nigga on Instagram.
Oh no.
Fished by a nigga. This has been bothering me for a long time, fellas. And Radar's my best friend in my rap and in my group. And it's just been tearing me up inside. So I gotta just let this out real quick. You know, I was on there, and I saw this nigga, man. He was, like, in all these jewels and fly and shit. And we was going back and forth in the messenger. He was like, yo, I see your profile. I see what you're doing, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I got a system out here, man, where, you know, you give me a little bit of money and I turn, you know, I have investments and I can flip that, you know what I'm saying, triple.
Oh.
So I said, yo, man, listen, man, I ain't no sucker, man. I'm a street nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to give you this drop, this money, man, and then you disappear, man. I said, I've seen your profile up for a while, man, but I'll find your ass, man, just for the sheer embarrassment of it all. He's like, dude, you see me riding around in a motherfucking GTE fucking Bentley. You see I got stacks. You see every other picture I'm sitting with a bad bitch. Like, I do this, but I need clientele. I got a girl that's at MoneyGram. I said, so I give you $200, you give me back $1,200. Yes.
No.
Wow. That's crazy, my G.
I was like, damn, man, I need that new NPC. I was like, yo, man. I said, yo. yo. Oh, this is the funniest shit. I said, yo, man, I'm Rhyme Syndicate, nigga. That's Ice T and these. Yo, I'm affiliated with the Crips, nigga. He like, yo, man, I don't give a fuck. He was like, yo, I don't give a fuck, man. I do real business. I said, it's not about that, man. My goons don't like it when one of us get played, man. Like, right. Niggas will end up fucked. He's like, yo, man, if you don't want to do this, man, I got a lot of clients waiting to do this, man. He's like, yo, I seen your page. I seen you get down. You look like you get money. So that's why I fucked with you. But if you want to continue doing what you do, this nigga had game. He fished me.
Yo, game.
Nigga had game, man. He fished my ass. Like that nigga had me like fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, I'll kill you. You don't want to kill Luke. I don't want to kill Luke. Like, yo, nigga, you bullshit, man. You take my number, you take my money, I'm getting the Crips. No, you're not. You will never get the Crips on me. I will never get the Crips on you. Man, I went down to Western Union, MoneyGram.
No.
Nah.
Yo. The nigga from that show was standing behind me. He was like, catfish. Catfish.
Really?
I signed the slip. I gave a little Dominican girl $40, $200. She said, this is a, where's this going to again? I said, this address. She goes, it's not popping up on my Western Union, but okay. Do you have the code word? So yeah, the code word is get money.
Oh shit.
She's like, okay. I sent it through, right? Nah, this is, yo, I don't want to eat up the time, but this shit is epic, right? So the nigga said, you should have your money in 20 minutes.
No.
Here's the money. Yo, the nigga gave me the money control number.
What?
The nigga gave me the Western Union. The money control number is the lock. If you got the money control number, you can tell the bitch at Western Union, my name is Abdul Gababababu. She'll still got to give you the money.
Right.
The nigga gave me that fucking 9 digits, 8 digits. I was like, oh, this shit is on.
Oh, shit.
I went back to motherfucking Western Union. They're like, that number is not registered. It's a fake number. I'm like, what do you mean it's a fake number?
No.
The fuck you mean it's a fake number? It's a money control number. That number does not come up in our registry as a working number, right? Right? So I back off on the check cash line, right? People are looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga, right? So I back off on the check cash line, right? I rings the nigga, right? He picks up. I'm like, yo, homie, man. That money control number you sent me ain't working.
That nigga He's picked like, up?
Yo, Radar, this shit is epic. I said, yo, man, this shit ain't working, B. He said, yo, you probably wrote the numbers down, man. You didn't write the letters down. Let me give it to you again. Such, such, such. And he gave me another number. I said, gee, that's what it was. My bad. I said, Joe, I was going ballistic, man. My bad, man. Yo, good looking out on this, man. I want to do a lot more work with you. He said, man, I intend to, man. You a good nigga. I said, all right, man, peace.
Good nigga.
I go up to the window, give him the new number. Sir, this is not a working number at Western Union. I said, this is a new number. He said, it doesn't matter. This number does not exist in our registry. It is a fake number. I said,
Oh.
I said, can you trace where I sent my money. He said, you sent your money to Bozeman, Indiana. I said, I've been finished.
Indiana.
Yo, I did a radar van. I said, listen, motherfucker, I'm a 60s Crip bitch. I'm going to come find your ass. I'm going to put holes where your mother don't know holes exist, nigga. You going to be laying in the street like boys in the hood, motherfucker. You don't know who you fucking with, man. We Crips and Syndicate, man. You a dead motherfucker, man. I got my Desert Eagle pointed at you. I might be on your block right now. You rolling around with all them jewels and that money. I'm taking all that strip. I'm stripping you down like the king with no clothes. Motherfucker.
Yeah. So what the nigga
said? That nigga said, yo, I'm a street nigga. I ain't afraid of you. I said, be very afraid, motherfucker. And the long you talk, motherfucker, the long I can find out where the fuck you at, nigga. You don't know you fucking with. Taking a nigga's money, you bitch ass motherfucker. And then he hung up. And in 2 seconds, that nigga's profile was down.
Damn.
On to the next one, dog.
That nigga did a hit and run. Niggas is out here. Look, I'm going to tell you niggas, man. This is 2017. Including the president, his daughter, his son-in-law. If you're rich these days, you're stealing.
What you
on
mean?
Some level, you're robbing.
You fucking somebody over.
Yeah. How could you not?
That's
where the
American
money
dream.
Is.
Yeah, that's the American dream. You gotta fuck somebody over to do good.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you play up straight up business, you'll never get paid.
Right.
It's unfortunate, but it's the truth. It's like, yo, they just, people are fucking people over, man, left and right. And it's like, when I think about how a person can go with a good conscience, like when I go to sleep, fellas, I need to be able to reflect on my day and say, I had a good day and I didn't hurt anybody. I didn't curse anybody out. You know, how can this bitch go to sleep at night thinking I had a good day? I got two people to send me $500 and think I'm in love with them. I'm going to take my profile down and break their hearts. Like, and not know what the fuck happened to them. Like, what? I mean, seriously? Like, bitch, you can't get a job at fucking Carl's Jr.?
Hey, and see, that's the reason why sometimes when you see something happening to somebody, you can't always jump up and be like, oh, I feel bad for her. If you see a female getting slapped up in the street, in all honesty, you don't know what happened before you see, you know what I mean, her arm gets swung at her grill. Like, you never
right.
know what somebody has drawn on himself. You know what I'm saying? Because like, if you robbed a little boy across the street, and nobody saw you rob him, but then his big brother come through with about 40, 50 dudes, and they pounding your head in the wall. Now you're like, yo, y'all bugging. Yo, we all black brothers. We kings and queens. But you don't even know that he robbed the little boy the other day. You know what I'm saying? A couple of days ago. So sometimes when you see shit happen to people, you got to kind of like, you know what I mean? Tuck your heart. Put your heart, you know what I mean? Tie that shit to your ankles and shit. Just walk off, man. Sometimes that's just what it got to be because you don't know what caused that reaction. Because anytime you see something, it's going to be a reaction. Like you just said,
yeah.
If motherfuckers out here is bothering people to get rich. Maybe that's one person that was like, nah, dog, I took my mortgage money. You know what I'm saying? Me and my 8 kids and my wife, we homeless right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get out your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Carl.
And you know what, though? Yeah.
Hey, Carl.
I think he broke out.
Yo, call. All right, go ahead, Mark. Yo, we got a minute. We got a minute and 50 seconds, man. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, I'm just going to close out like this, fellas, man. Look, if you meet a girl on the street, obviously you know what you're getting. You know how it is. You know how it moves. If you meet a girl on the internet, which probably 90% of you niggas that hear my voice is going to do, make sure the second time you have a call, phone call, ask her to video chat. Make sure she is the person on that profile.
Or
that way
Marco
you can move.
Give a Marco
right, or give
Polo.
A Marco Polo app. Make sure she knows, you know, 100% it is what it is. She is what's on that Instagram post. She ain't putting up 10-year posts, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, don't spend no money if you can help it.
Well, right. Or just keep it original and do the face-to-face thing. You know what I mean? I'm still original with it. I got to holler at you face-to-face.
Makes
right.
sense. Hey, yo, y'all, we got 46 seconds. Hey, yo, next week, Gills, good luck and Mark for coming through, son.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
No
anytime.
Doubt, no doubt.
I'm out. One
right.
love. Peace.
One love.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Damn, I be thinking, man. You know what I'm saying? I want innocence. But yo, I'ma get paid my way. Got this plan, you know what I mean?
We got to organize the bill, knowing the real, what's the deal? Why brothers be capping pills? We'll make meals with the skills. New York got me